Welcome to the My Shamanic Life podcast, your exploration of the intersection of shamanic Reiki, yoga, and wildlife advocacy and activism. I'm your host, Debbie Phil, and I'm here to share practices to keep you feeling grounded, connected, and real as you unveil your unique gifts to the world and step forward as an inspirational leader and change maker in service to your circle, your community, and our Earth's wild beings. Welcome to your extraordinary life. Are you a Patreon sponsor of the My Shamanic Life podcast? I just launched a new offer for patrons. When you become a sponsor on Patreon at any amount, you can access a monthly bonus episode with a guided shamanic journey to meet an animal helping spirit. Then, in two patron-only posts during that month, you'll learn more about working with that animal as a helping spirit and the animal's natural history and the challenges that animal faces due to human activity and climate change. As you discover a different animal each month, I hope you deepen your connection with the natural world and map your own path to advocacy or activism on behalf of wild beings and their habitats, like I did when Turtle appeared to me in a shamanic journey. You'll find the link to Patreon in the show notes and when you visit myshamaniclife.com, where you'll also find more than 90 past episodes with yoga, journeys and guided meditations, and other practices to inspire and support your extraordinary life of service. Over the years, the costs of maintaining this podcast have grown, and your help is essential to continuing in the future. Whether you have been a patron for a long time or you are just joining us, thank you. Settle in now, and wherever you're listening, notice how the earth is holding you. Become aware of what touches the ground, the floor, your chair, or whatever is supporting you, and sink a little deeper into that support. Feel your energetic roots sink down into the earth and feel how you are held, anchored in, nourished, and nurtured. You are here. The time is now. Before I get into our Firefly episode, I want to bring your attention to a new public offering that I am birthing right now. Beginning with Lugnasa, which is the first harvest and is coming up on August 2nd. I am offering live virtual ceremony, which will include guided shamanic drum journeys, group animal spirit, oracle card readings, and empowering rituals. And this one is going to be a ritual of acknowledgement of your abundance of skills and talents and abilities. And we're going to acknowledge those with gratitude in the spirit of Lugnasa, the first harvest, the grain harvest. It's going to be on Zoom, which means that you will be able to see me and see the altar as if you are gathered around. Look in the show notes for a link to the details and how to register. And I would love it if you would join me. So I mentioned that this episode is going to be about Firefly. Firefly was the wild unknown animal spirit deck card that I pulled this morning. And Firefly brings us sparks of inspiration. And it really is asking us to get out of our left-brained restriction and think outside the box. outside the norm. Right? Firefly, lightning bugs are our cherished part of summer. They are magical. And yet, like so much of our wild biodiversity, they are declining. And they have gotten relatively little conservation attention. You can help fireflies in some very simple ways. Get outside of the norms of what a yard and garden should look like, and leave at least part of it a little bit wild. Avoid using any pesticides, because they not only kill the fireflies, but they kill their prey. And turn your outdoor lights off overnight, especially in the summertime during the firefly season. And if you get a chance to advocate for firefly conservation in your community, take it. Firefly is asking us to think outside the box, outside the norms. To not only save firefly, but for our own well-being. We really need to make these shifts now. Let's get into a yoga practice that really helps to ignite that inner spark. It's going to build a little heat and focus on firefly's way of lighting up and then shutting down, opening and closing. And we're going to begin this practice in a wide-kneed child's pose. So go ahead and unroll your mat if you haven't already. And come down onto your hands and knees. Open your knees out toward the sides of your mat, all the way to those edges if possible. Bring your big toes together. Lower your hips to your heels and your forehead down. Rest your arms out in front of you. It's okay if your elbows are relaxed and down. But move your shoulder blades towards your hips so your heart comes through. And notice how you can deepen your breath and your abdomen will expand and contract between your thighs. And continue to deepen your breath so you're opening up on the inhale, creating some expansion. And as you exhale, draw your navel up and into your spine, activating those deep abdominal muscles. And then inhale, soften, expand. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine, hug in. Again, inhale, expand. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine. And you might notice just from continuing this breath that you're creating a little bit of heat in the abdomen. Imagine that each inhale, you were lighting up your belly. And each exhale, you were dimming that light. Just like a firefly, light up and then turn it off. Expand, contract. Take a few more breaths like that. Now very gently, make your way up onto your hands and knees. Align your knees underneath your hips, hide your feet behind your thighs. Place your palms down underneath your shoulders and spread your fingers. Slide your shoulder blades down your back just a bit. rotate the inner creases of your elbows forward. Bring your awareness back to your breath. Working with that same deep breath, so you're inhaling, expanding the abdomen, and exhaling, drawing the navel back toward the spine. Now, as you take your next breath in, move your heart forward between your arms, press your navel to the floor, and lift your tailbone to the sky. And then as you exhale, draw your navel in and up, press the middle of your back to the ceiling, and dome your back to drop your head and tailbone. Inhale, heart moves forward. Abdomen expands, navel moves toward the floor, tailbone lifts, exhale, round. Bring your navel to your spine, really lift the middle of the back as you round into cat pose, and then inhale into cow, heart forward, navel toward the floor, tailbone lifting, and exhale, round, bringing your navel in and up. A couple more rounds of breath, inhale, and exhale. One more round. Inhale and exhale. Now come back to a neutral spine. Shift your weight over to your left knee. Slide your right foot back until your leg extends. And then lift your right toes off the floor and bring your heel up to about hip height. Keep your foot flexed and your heel reaching back so your toes are pulling in towards your right shin. Now press down into your right hand and float your left arm forward, so opposite arm. Bring it up about shoulder height in front of you, and then turn your palm to face in so that your thumb points up. Breathe here. And as you take your next breath in, lengthen, reach forward through your left fingers, back through your right heel. And as you exhale, bring your navel to your spine, bend your left elbow and right knee. And as you round your back, bring your elbow and knee towards each other underneath you, touching gently if available. And then inhale, flatten, reach out, expand along that diagonal. Exhale, draw your navel to your spine, round, and drop your elbow to your knee, knee to elbow. Inhale, extend out again. Exhale, round your back, bring your knee to your elbow. Again, inhale, extend, lift your heart slightly. Exhale, round, knee to elbow. Take another breath in. Get nice and tall, heart lifting. Exhale, round. Now inhale back to a flat back, reaching, and as you exhale this time, lower your left hand and your right knee to come back to your starting position. Now shift your weight over to your right knee, slide your left foot back, curl the toes, reach back into your left heel. Lift your left toes off the floor and bring your heel up to about hip height. Now shift your weight over into your left hand and float your right arm up until it's about shoulder height. Turn your palm to face the midline of your body. Reach forward through your right fingers. Reach back through your left heel. Lengthen along that diagonal. On your next breath in, draw your heart forward, lift your tailbone to the sky. And as you exhale, bend your elbow and knee and bring your right elbow to the left knee underneath you as you round. Inhale, flatten out again. Reach forward through the right fingers, back through the left heel. Exhale, round, bring your elbow to your knee. Again, inhale, draw the heart through. Little bit of arch in the back. Exhale, bring your knee to your elbow to your knee. Again, inhale, extend. Exhale, round. Navel comes up to the spine, so you're really still lifting the middle of your back. Inhale, back to a flat back, reaching forward through your fingers, back through your heel. And now exhale, release your hands down and come back into table pose. Now move your hands forward, keeping them about shoulder width apart. Spread your fingers. Curl your toes under. Turn your tailbone to the sky. And as you take your next exhale, lift your knees and come into downward facing dogs, a big inverted V. Take a moment to pedal out your heels, gently stretching down the back of one leg, then the other. And settle into down dog with your elbows and knees soft. Press down into the pads of your fingers. Gently press back with the fronts of your thighs so your thigh bones move into the backs of your legs. Spin your heels out behind your toes. Sink your heart through your arms. And take a few breaths here in down dog. And now walk your feet a little closer together. Your big toes might almost touch. Shift a little weight over into your right foot and lift your left leg behind you so that you're coming into a three-legged dog. Bend your left knee and turn your knee up toward the sky so your hips start to open to the left and your left foot drops over towards your right hip. Relax your neck, look under your left arm if you're noticing any strain. And take a couple breaths here. Press your left shoulder down toward the floor so that the twist in the hips comes from the middle of your back. Now keep your left knee bent. Rotate your left hip back down toward the floor and step your left foot through to your left thumb, placing it down between your hands. Rise up onto your fingertips. Relax your shoulders down your back. And drop your hips down and forward toward the back of your left heel. Reach gently back through your right heel and use the muscles in the front of your right thigh to lift that thigh bone into the back of the leg. Beautiful. Now draw your navel in and up slightly. Lengthen your spine. Press your left foot down into the floor and float your arms back like wings. Reaching out behind you. Reach through your fingers. Move your arms a little away from your sides. Give yourself some space in your shoulders. Now lift your gaze slightly and find a focal point 4 to 5 feet out in front of you. With your eyes on that focal point, shift more weight forward into your left foot. You might even float your right foot forward, taking a little hop. And then press your left foot down into the floor. Straighten your left leg by lifting up with your hips. Float up into Dakasana, airplane pose, extending out through your fingers, arms still in that wing position, As soon as your right toes come off the floor, flex your foot, reach back through your heel. Turn the right inner thigh up so the heel rotates out and the tip of your pinky toe points down at the floor. Now come back to your breath. Back to the breath where you feel the abdomen starting to contract on the exhale, softness and expansion on the inhale. Exhale, bring your navel back towards your spine. Take another breath in, expand. Now as you exhale, lift your heart, press your hips forward, bend your right knee, and bring your knee all the way up to your chest. You can wrap your arms around it. And then as you inhale, let your arms go back to wings. Reach through your right heel down and then behind you, come back into airplane. Exhale, bring your right knee forward. Hug it into your chest as you get tall through your spine. Inhale, press back into airplane pose. Expand, reach through your fingers and your heel. Exhale, contract, bring your knee in, hug everything in. Again, inhale, back into airplane. Press back, exhale, bring your knee up into your chest, hug that right knee in, and then inhale, back into airplane, hold. Pause, find your balance. Keep the breath deep, controlled, contracting on the exhale. And now reaching back through your right foot, start to bend your left knee, land on the ball of your right foot, and release your hands down to either side of the left. Plant your palms down, and step your left foot back into downward facing dog. Take a moment to reset your down dog. You might need to pedal again a little bit, release any tension that builds up. Settle for just a moment, two breaths. And now move your feet closer together. Shift your weight over to the left and lift your right leg up and back behind you. Bend your right knee, rotate your hips open to the right. Knee goes up to the sky, right foot drops over toward the left hip. Relax your neck so you can look underneath your right arm if necessary to avoid strain. And press your right shoulder blade toward the floor just enough to keep the twist in the middle of the back. No strain. Take a couple more breaths here. Now keep your right knee bent, square your hips to the floor, and step your right foot forward between your hands so that it lands next to your right thumb. Come up onto your fingertips, lift your heart, drop your shoulders down your back. Press your left thigh bone into the back of your thigh, reach through that heel gently. Sink your hips into the space behind your right heel. Take a few breaths here. Now press down into your right foot. Draw your navel up towards your spine. And as that feels solid, you don't need your hands, float them back into wings, reaching back through your fingertips. Move your shoulder blades towards your hips. Stay nice and open through the heart space. Lift your chin slightly. Look out, find that focal point that's 4 to 5 feet out in front of you. hop your left foot forward just a little bit so that you can get more weight into your right foot. And then press down into your right foot. Lift your right hip so the leg straightens. That's going to bring your left toes up off the floor as you come into airplane. Flex your left foot. Reach back through that heel. Turn the left inner thigh to the sky and the left pinky toe tip toward the ground. Take a couple breaths here, starting to connect with that deeper breath, contracting the navel toward the spine on the exhale. Inhale, a little bit of expansiveness spreading out through the ribs, down through your leg. Take another inhale, and as you exhale, lift your heart, press your hips forward, and bend your left knee, bring it up in front of you and into your chest. Grab a hold of your knee just for a moment, and then as you inhale, release your knee, flex your foot, press back through your heel, heart forward, coming back into airplane. Exhale, bring your knee forward again, hug it into your chest. Heart lifts, body's upright. And then as you inhale, press back into your heel, upper body comes forward a little bit, coming back into airplane. Again, exhale, bring your knee forward and through to your chest. Inhale, open back out into airplane, expanding. Exhale, draw your knee through, hug it, navel back toward the spine, contracting. Inhale, expand into airplane again. Exhale, contract knee to chest. Now inhale back into airplane, hold. Pause for a moment, keep the breath going so the core stays engaged. Now reach back through your left heel. Start to bend your right knee. Bring your hands down to either side of your right foot as the ball of the left lands on the floor, coming back into your lunge. And now plant your palms and step your right foot back, lift your hips, come into downward facing dog. Take a moment to wiggle or stretch out your down dog, and then we're gonna hold just for a couple more breaths. And now release your knees down. Walk them wide. Bring your big toes together. Drop your hips onto your heels, your forehead to the mat. Relax your elbows down. And feel the movement of your breath as your abdomen expands and contracts between your knees. One more round of breath. Now press your hands into the floor. Lift your upper body, walk your hands in, slip your feet over to one side, slide your hips to the other, and then swing your legs around so that you're sitting on your mat with your knees bent and your feet on the floor. Take a hold of the backs of your thighs, tuck your tailbone, and roll yourself slowly down onto the mat. Bring your knees to your chest once you're on your back. Give them a hug, rock a little bit from side to side, massaging away any tension that may have built up. Now keep your knees over your chest and open your arms out to the side so that they're making a T with your upper body. Draw your knees in towards your chest, and with your next exhale, bring your knees to your right elbow so your left hip comes off the floor. And as you come into your twist, notice your left shoulder. And if it's popping off the floor, relax it. Spin your chin to the left. Sink that shoulder back down. And then wherever your edge is in this twist, just relax into it. Be here. And continue to breathe deeply. Each inhale, expanding into the abdomen. On the exhale, gently contracting the navel back toward the spine. Notice how it feels to do this as you're in your twist. How does that breath work its way down? Spiraling down past the twist in the mid-back. Breathe into that. Take another breath. And on your next inhale, bring your knees back up over your chest. Wrap your arms around your knees again. You might rock a bit. Notice if your hips slid to the left and bring them back so that they're in line with your shoulders and you're starting from a neutral spine. Drop your arms back out into that T shape. Draw your knees in a little more tightly to your chest, and on your next exhale, bring your knees to your left elbow. The right hip rolls up off the floor, starts to stack over the left hip. As you meet your edge of your twist, you might find that your right shoulder is starting to lift. Relax it. Turn your chin to the right, looking away from your knees. That will help that shoulder stay down a little bit to avoid any strain there. Breathe into it. Take another breath. And on your next breath in, lift your knees back up over your chest. Give them a hug. Again, shift your hips a little bit to the left if they move to the right to make them in line with the shoulders so your spine is straight. And now release your feet down. Slide them out. Relax your legs out onto the mat. Relax your hips. Let your knees and feet fall out. Set your arms down a little bit away from your sides. Turn your palms to the sky. Close your eyes. Become aware of your breath. Watch your breath flow in and out, letting it become more natural, easy. Body sinking into the floor. Preparing for Savasana, final relaxation. And I'm going to leave you here to stay in final relaxation as long as you desire. Acknowledging the divine light in all of the earth's beings, that light that connects us and makes us one. Namaste.